With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Pentagon says it's investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over possible breaches of military law. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The investigation into the former Navy pilot stems from a video that featured several lawmakers calling for U.S. troops to defy illegal orders. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Senator Kelly needs to be held accountable.
You can't have a functioning military if there is disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging.
The Pentagon cited a federal law that allows retired service members to be recalled to active duty for possible court-martial or other measures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, on the roads, on the rails, and in the air, Americans by the tens of millions are on the move and will be for the Thanksgiving holiday, one of the busiest ever.
Millions will stick with trains, buses, and cars, especially after the government shut down through air travel into chaos.
There may be some people who said, you know what, I want to avoid airports altogether. I'm going to drive my own vehicle, and I'm going to do a road trip instead. So we're projecting at least 73 million people, but that number could end up being higher because more people now potentially are switching to road trips.
AAA says the good news for drivers, the national average for gas last year was $3.06 for regular, and that hasn't really changed. Happy travels. I'm Julie Walker.
They are off the hook, at least for now. A judge has tossed the indictments of former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. The judge ruled the prosecutor was illegally appointed and therefore lacks the authority to indict. Attorney General Boddy says there will be an appeal of that ruling. And later today, the White House tradition plays out again as President Trump will pardon a couple of Thanksgiving turkeys. The birds are named Gobble and Waddle, and they'll both be spared. This is SRN News. Americans ask their opinions about childbearing.
The country's birth rate is below the amount needed to keep the population level and has been for several years. So the Public Religion Research Institute conducted a poll asking adults if they support government policies aimed at encouraging women to have children. 54% of respondents say no, they do not support such programs. 41% say yes. Republicans and men are more likely to approve of efforts to increase the U.S. birth rate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The daughter of a detained Christian Chinese pastor is urging U.S. lawmakers to help free her father. Grace Jen Drexel says her father, Ezra Jin Mengri, has been formally charged, along with 17 other leaders of the prominent underground Zion Church. They were first detained in October in one of China's largest crackdowns on a single church that's been seen in decades. It's among the largest churches that are unregistered. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The Commerce Department reports retail sales rose slightly in September following 3 months of big gains as Americans continue to spend. Significant gains on Wall Street yesterday, stocks getting a lift from rising hopes that the Federal Reserve will cut its main interest rate again next month. Best Buy is raising its profit and sales expectations ahead of the holiday shopping season after a strong third quarter. Comparable store sales at the nation's largest consumer electronics chain rose 2.7%, fueled by computing, gaming, and mobile phones. It was the biggest gain in 3 years for the Minnesota-based retailer. Broadcasting giant Sinclair has submitted a bid to buy out EW Scripps for $7 per share. The deal could bring further consolidation of America's local TV news landscape. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more of these stories at SRNnews.com.